aren't you with me?
Well, I wanted to have the opportunity before the message gets to the Congress, which I understand will be about 3 months, to thank all of you for the work that you've done over these past, well, this is just reading the Times and the State of the Union, and long before that, on revenue sharing, all these proposals. I just wish we could get everybody to work on that, on the Congress, and have each of them stay in their office. Even an action, all they feel to, why does that guy come, and I don't, why do you tell them, you sit in that room, and many of us, their work is appreciated very, very much. I know it's been a pretty hard struggle for you. The normal activities, the staff, your goals, for the budget or agencies, rather routine when comparing the legislative program. It's a rehash of what we've done before, a little more here, a little more there, not really much all cosmetics, but I would need to tell you that this is quite revolutionary. As you have found, talking to some of the agencies, you try to work out broker between them. And you have also found that it's been extremely difficult to, many times, to get the situation worked out the way that you want it. I simply would say that the work that has been done here, however, is an achievement of enormous magnitude. As a political sophisticate, as most of you are too, we know it's going to be tough. Problems in Congress and so forth. That would be enough pictures. We've got enough the problem in Congress, the problem in the support, frankly, really strong support in the agencies. It's certainly there to get sometimes down the woodwork there. You would rather have things as they are. And so we're going to count on all of you to help keep everybody in mind and get people behind this. But the important thing is that this reform is one that needs to be made, it's one that must be made, and it's one that will be made. It's coming. We're going to get part of the truth of this Congress. Bits and pieces, maybe pretty big bits and pieces in the end. But whatever happens is that you have begun, and years later, when you tell your grandchildren, some of your children have grandchildren, they say, what did you do when you were in Washington? And they say, I did rather than share. They want to know what you're talking about. The program are here, those are trying to sell it here, those who around the country, and those who are working with the Congress, working with the country, for all of you, your work, we are most grateful. And I think the main thrust of my thought is this, that I think many times in government, that people who are intelligent, work hard, people who after they have studied a problem truly know that it's wrong. And then you say, well, why did that dumb so-and-so on the hill doesn't understand? Of course, he may think he's right too. We think we know more than they do about this, not because we're brighter, but because we studied it longer. And that's really what it gets down to. And so not in arrogance, but because we confidently believe, after looking at all the options, we have found the best way. That's why we stand very firmly with what we're doing here. And in that spirit, you should approach this problem. And in that spirit, you must look at the day-to-day battle and the press on the floors of the House and the Senate and so forth. And you'll wonder, well, what are they doing to my responsible alternative. It's not good. That's really what we get now.
Whether it's the general revenue share or the special revenue share. When I say any good, it offers anything. I mean, it sounds very nice to talk about tax credits. Why doesn't the federal government pick up all revenue welfare? And that'll solve it all. But that really doesn't get at it. You know, one is unrealistic and the other simply adds more money to the program of failure. So what we finally come down to is that we've gone through the agony of creation here. Now the baby has been born. The question is, will it walk? Will it run? And the real question is, will it fly? We think it will. It may not fly quite as soon as we expect. I think it might fly even this year, but I have every confidence that it will fly, because this is an idea whose time has come. It's an idea that you worked on, and I depended on your judgment. I can't really honestly say I studied it all through and know whether every dollar should be done and this and that and so forth and so on. Your judgment I've had to depend upon, and I know that it's good. And so with that in mind, I think you can tell that grandchild someday with very great pride, well, I was there in the creation. I was there when we started something new, exciting, something that makes government perhaps cost less, work better, but most important, it's going to give people who are most affected by it, more of a voice in what they want from government. And it therefore demonstrates faith by people, which of course is unusual, shall I say, attitude these days, particularly more and more in this country. Same people that is the cornerstone of this policy. And you can be very proud. I know that I'm very proud of what you've done. The product is an excellent product. We're going to fight for it. We're going to have some success on it. Just let me say, having been through many of these battles, don't be bothered with the day-to-day score. Don't be bothered with it. If he is too encouraged by victory, in the end, what happens? And something's going to happen, something better because of what you did. And if you do that, just that much, you know, that's really more than happens to most people in government who like it. Because while you may take old machinery and run it a little better, oil it up a little better, paint the body a little better, almost anybody can do that. Here, you've taken that old machine and you put a new engine in it. We've done more than simply paint. We have put a whole new body on it, and it's ready to go. And that is an achievement. We can all be very proud. So, thank you. And also, I have to say that what I have told John earlier, others who have been driving so hard, we probably give you often 5 minutes or so today, that they say that can't be done. So we trust, though, that it is Easter season, perhaps a weekend. How about that, John?
Anytime.
As long as they turn the work in. And speak for yourself, John. let's see. We're going to have some things to give you. Well, since you've been engaged in paper so much, paper is like terrible. I mean, I know that I just get the leaves. What you mentioned. So we've got sort of a new little gadget. This is a paperweight, the presidential seal. So each of you get the presidential paperweight to put on that. Don't hold too much. And for your wives, you get a paperweight too. Your wives, this is a little gadget. It's rather nice. It's a presidential seal with a bow on it. And, I was going to say, give it to you later. I'm just going to say in that connection, as I told her, the group of motion picture actors and producers, Well, see, you got a nicer glove, most for everybody. I said, well, sure, it's gonna be important yet. So the revenue, and so we share the revenue, but not the cost. Goddamn thing. I was worried about that she had a permanent damage to the eye, but it isn't one of those things. Thank God. Great. Yeah, great. All right. Well, that's wonderful. Fine. You go ahead now. The thing, just you work out the word.